Welcome to 100 Yards Football. Today, we're going to have the Dallas Cowboys and the Arizona Cardinals game preview for this week, week three of the NFL season. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I'm your host, Vincent Turner, and I want to give special thanks to my producer today, Mr. Logan Landers. Let's jump into the game. The Dallas Cowboys, Cowboy Nation. A lot of people don't know this here on 100 Yards Football and all our listeners that I'm a diehard Cowboys fan. Been a fan since 1966. And it's something to see your team come out of the gates after the first 2 weeks. And when you look at the Dallas Cowboys, you got to have a certain pride. Now, the Cowboys have not been to the Super Bowl since 1996. But I will say this, after the first 2 weeks of the season, I say the Cowboy Nation might be at its highest level it's ever been, simply because of the defense. The Cowboys defense, make no bones, make no arguments, it's been the best defense after 2 weeks in the NFL. And we look at that defense before I get into what they've done so far after the first two games against the New York teams, the Giants and the Jets. You got to think about the history of the Cowboys defense. Cornell Green, Mark Washington, Bob Lilly, Randy White, Ed Too Tall Jones, Harvey Martin, Everson Walls, Thomas Hollywood Henderson, Russell Maryland, Charles Haley, Deion Sanders, Tony Tolbert, James Washington, and Darren Woodson. Well, let me tell you the new stars of this Cowboys defense right now. Well, it's actually one. His name is Michael Parsons. Last week against the New York Jets, four tackles, three tackles for loss, two sacks, one forced fumble, four quarterback hits. That was in the game last week against the New York Jets. But look what this Cowboy defense has done on the year so far. In two games, 26 first downs allowed, only 386 yards total offense, 3.5 yards a play. Only. When you look at it, 214 yards through the air, 10 sacks, 4 interceptions, 3 last week against the Jets. There's new stars all over the place outside Michael Parsons, my man. When I said this, when the Cowboys made, I think, the most important acquisition to their defense, when they assigned Stephon Gilmore, here's a guy that was a former 2019 NFL Defensive Player of the Year. I said this defense is going to take it up to another level. Him and Trevon Diggs right now, to me, are the best corner set in the game. Then looking at DeMarcus Lawrence is still playing at a high level. Dorrance Armstrong is playing at a high level. Dante Fowler coming off the bench is playing at a high level. Sam Williams is playing at a high level. Linda Vannett Ish is playing at a high level. This Cowboys team is a complete team after 2 weeks. And last week, let's give credit to Dak Prescott because I've been really riding him hard. Last week, I can't remember, but he came out. I want to say he hit his first 11 passes in a row. 255 yards last week against the Jets. Two touchdowns. And my man from the 901, make me proud, my hometown, Memphis, Tennessee, Tony Pollard, by way of Melrose High School, Dallas Cowboys, University of Memphis, had 72 yards, but he had a hell of a 26-yard run. I think we have forgotten about Ezekiel Elliott. Now, the other key part that I want to bring up with this Cowboys team, we talk about all the great receivers in the game, right? Over there, the Eagles, we were talking about, what's my man right now, Devontae Smith. We was talking about the other young man. I've lost his name out of the University of Ole Miss. Can't think of his name right now. I got a brain fart, but I'm sorry. But let's talk about CeeDee Lamb. If there's been a receiver better than anybody in the National Football League over the first 2 weeks, 15 receptions, 250 yards. The Dallas Cowboys are like a complete team. They've taken on the Arizona Cardinals, who last week blew a 20-point lead against the New York Jets, gave up 31 points in the second half, and lost their football game. Offensively, Josh Dobbs, 228 yards. Local guy from Alpharetta High School, by way of University of Tennessee, out there in Roswell, Georgia, as I broadcast live out of Douglasville, had a decent game. James Conner had over 100 yards rushing. But the defense gave up 31 points in the second half. Jalen Hyde for the New York Giants had two receptions in the second half for 89 yards. Dan Waller, another local Atlanta product, had six receptions for 76 yards. But what killed me in this football game about the Arizona Cardinals, And they seem like the same old Cardinals of the last 3 years, is that they gave up 320 yards passing to Daniel Jones and gave up 59 yards rushing. They made Daniel Jones like the second coming of a Super Bowl MVP. I'm going to say it real quietly here on 100 Yards Football today. I don't want to get excited. I don't want to go back to 1992 to 1996 when the Cowboys won three Super Bowl rings. All those great players, Emmitt Smith, Troy Aikman, Russell Maryland, Michael Irvin, Tony Tolbert, Kenny Norton Jr., oh, Dan Woodson, Deion Sanders, Kevin Smith. Hey, man, after 2 weeks, if there's been a better football team that's played better football, then let me see it. The Dallas Cowboys are going to roll on Sunday against the Arizona Cardinals, and they're going to go up 3-0 in the NFC, 3-0 in the NFC East. I'm taking the Cowboys 27, the Cardinals 10. So if you like the video today, please come and share it. I surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards Football. I've been your host, Vincent Turner. If you're a member of the Dallas Cowboys fan club, this is all the people out there that are watching 100 Yards Football who love the Dallas Cowboys. I've been a fan since 1966. Stand up, Cowboy Nation. We might be back because we could be the Colorado Buffaloes of the National Football League. And think about this. Deion Sanders, the head coach of the University of Colorado, he got one of his rings with the Dallas Cowboys. Again, thank you to my producer, Mr. Logan Landis, for making it happen this morning here on 100 Yards of Football. Be blessed.